This week, officials at Memorial Hospital in North Conway announced they would establish a prenatal care program for opioid-dependent patients, mothers and babies affected by the opioid crisis. That program is set to open in early 2016. It's similar to a program that's now underway at Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center. For our ongoing series on the opioid crisis in New Hampshire called Dangerous Ends, we turn to Dr. Sarah Akerman. She's director of addiction services at Dartmouth-Hitchcock and an assistant professor of psychiatry at Dartmouth's Geisel School of Medicine. Welcome to Weekend Edition.
Thank you.
What prompted Dartmouth-Hitchcock to first establish this program?
We were noticing a trend beginning about 2 years ago. We, with our OBGYN colleagues, began to think of ways to address the growing problem of opioid use, particularly heroin use, in pregnant women. And we were finding that pregnant women did not really fit well into the traditional treatment model. They needed additional services. And we formed this multidisciplinary collaboration. And that's really the foundation of our program, is this close partnership with our OBGYN and addiction psychiatry to develop a comprehensive model of treatment to really address the unique needs of this population.
Opioid use or abuse is not something that a person is necessarily going to want to share with their OBGYN. How do they find ways to essentially confront that issue and make sure that it's there to be addressed?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, women are, as you could imagine, often very reluctant to disclose their substance use because they have fear that there are going to be repercussions or their baby may be taken away. So what we've done is implement this evidence-based screening and intervention process called ESPERT, which through a systematic way is able to identify women that have problems through the use of very specific questions in a non-threatening, non-judgmental way so that women feel comfortable and realize that treatment is there, help is there. So that's key, first identifying who needs the treatment, and then having the treatment program in place. One of the things that's unique about our program is that we try to bring as many services on site as possible. So women who come to our program come to a sort of one-stop shopping where they get their addiction treatment, their counseling, medication treatment if that's appropriate. They get their OBGYN services on site. And they also, this is a site where they can have, you know, groups about perinatal education, education about neonatal abstinence syndrome, and various other things.
When it comes to substance abuse in pregnancy, not every substance has the same effect. What do we know about the effects of exposure to opioids in newborns?
The effect of the substance itself during the pregnancy, but then there's the effect of sort of the drug-using lifestyle. You know, women who are using any substances really are often not taking good care of themselves, not going to prenatal visits as much as they should, not eating well, not sleeping well, and that can certainly have effects on the pregnancy. And then there's the effects of substances themselves. You know, with certain substances like alcohol, we know that there's, you know, a specific fetal alcohol spectrum disorder that we can see in babies. In babies exposed to opioids, what we see most commonly would be neonatal abstinence syndrome. And that's true for babies exposed to illicit opioids, and that actually is true for babies exposed to prescribed opioids as well, including medications like Suboxone or Subutex. Babies experience a neonatal abstinence syndrome, which is a withdrawal syndrome from the medication or the illicit opiate. Our program has been active for about the past 2 years. We started small and are growing, and we have some preliminary outcome data available. And what we're seeing is that we have very good treatment retention rates. More than 90% of pregnant women are staying in treatment for the course of their pregnancy, which is great, and they're attending more prenatal care visits. They tend to be healthier overall, one piece of evidence being the fact that they're gaining weight well with the pregnancy. Decreased substance use across the board as women in our program proceed through the program. Some of the outcomes that we're seeing in babies are very encouraging as well. Babies born to moms in the program requiring a lower percent of them requiring treatment for neonatal abstinence syndrome. We're seeing decreased length of stay for babies born to moms in our program, which translates into lower hospital costs.
The opioid crisis has come into the public consciousness more and more. We've seen a difference in the way that people are talking about this issue and the kinds of policies that they're proposing to deal with it. For example, you hear chiefs of police saying, we can't arrest our way out of the problem. We have to address treatment as well. Are you seeing a similar change in the way that healthcare providers are talking about women who have opioid abuse issues during pregnancy?
Yeah. So I think that, you know, as are all hearing, and you know, on the news and nationally as well as in our region, this is really an epidemic. And we're seeing more and more young women. You know, there was some CDC data recently that demonstrated that one of the sharpest increase in heroin use was in young women ages 18 to 25. And when we consider the fact that close to 90% of pregnancies in young women abusing opioids such as heroin are unplanned, the result is that we have an epidemic of heroin use in pregnant women. And I think a lot of providers are realizing that and understanding that. You know, we hope that as the stories get out, there's more education and more willingness to identify and treat these women as they come into light.
As you look ahead over the next few years, what is it going to take to deal with this piece of the opioid crisis here in New Hampshire?
The fact that more providers and more facilities in the region are open to the possibility of devoting resources to the pregnant population is wonderful. And I think the more, you know, the more people that can be, you know, involved in treatment and bringing these resources to women, both identifying them and referring them to treatment, and actually bringing them the treatment, that in part is going to help the epidemic.
Dr. Ackerman, thanks so much for your time today.
Okay, thank you.
Sarah Ackerman is Director of Addiction Services at Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center and an Assistant Professor of Psychiatry at Dartmouth's Geisel School of Medicine. You'll find more from our series on New Hampshire's opioid crisis called Dangerous Ends at nhpr.org.